From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. stocks drop after a technical issue halts trading on the New York Stock Exchange. It's unclear if trading has resumed. You can turn to voanews.com. We will keep you updated. South Sudan's rebel leader says the country's civil war will continue as long as President Salva Kiir remains in power. Riek Machar spoke to reporters in Nairobi Wednesday as South Sudan's parliament formally gave President Kiir a new three-year mandate. Lawmakers had voted to extend the president's mandate back in March. Machar said that according to the Constitution, President Kiir's terms ends at midnight July 8th. South Sudan has endured 18 months of civil war between forces loyal to President Kiir and those allied to his former deputy, Machar. Media reports and eyewitnesses in northern Cameroon say at least 13 people have been killed in an attack by Boko Haram fighters. Government officials say at least three attackers were also killed in that fighting. The communications minister, Chiroma Bakari, said Boko Haram fighters attacked the village of Bordo. That village is located on the border with Nigeria's Borno State. It happened early Tuesday, and he also said that fierce fighting lasted about 5 hours. He said the bodies of three suspected Boko Haram fighters were found on Cameroonian territory. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras says he's confident of meeting an end-of-the-week final deadline that European leaders have given him to reach a bailout deal. In a speech Wednesday to the European Parliament, Prime Minister Tsipras also defended his country's reluctance to agree to tough austerity measures in exchange for financial aid. The Greek leader said any reforms must share burdens among the population, create jobs, and encourage entrepreneurship. VOA News. Iran and major international powers continue nuclear negotiations in Vienna Wednesday after blowing through a second self-imposed deadline. Negotiators have now given themselves until Friday to come up with a comprehensive deal. The original deadline was set for June 30th and then extended to July 7th. A Western diplomat in the Austrian capital said late Tuesday the talks with Iran are not open-ended and have just been extended for the last time. The envoy from the unnamed country told reporters it's difficult to see why, how we could go on any longer. An Iraqi court has sentenced to death 24 militants convicted of participating in a massacre of Iraqi army troops a year ago in Tikrit. Hundreds of military recruits were shot to death, execution style, after the Islamic State group seized a provincial capital and overran an army base. The Central Court in Baghdad Wednesday sentenced 24 militants to death by hanging for their involvement in that massacre. Four others were acquitted for lack of evidence. China's government Wednesday unveiled more measures to try to stop a 30% stock market decline in recent weeks, but the action had little impact as the securities regulator warned of panic. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports from Bangkok.
China's government ordered state-backed companies to stop selling shares and urged executives and investors to buy shares on the market. Despite the drastic action, the Shanghai Composite Index closed Wednesday's session down nearly 6%, its biggest one-day decline since 2007. During the day, it plunged as much as 8.2%. The Shenzhen Composite, tracking all the top shares on that exchange, was off nearly 3% at the close. The measure's halting trading on many stocks has made it difficult to gauge how many investors are trying to offload shares. But China's security regulator, which has pledged to shore up the market, is warning of irrational selling. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
Myanmar has announced that the country's long-awaited national election will be held on November 8th. That date was confirmed Wednesday by the Union Election Commission director, according to VOA's Burmese service. The opposition National League for Democracy, headed by Aung San Suu Kyi, is expected to continue its strong performance at the polls. Hundreds of adrenaline-fueled runners sprinted Wednesday in front of six bulls during Pamplona's week-long San Fermin Festival in northern Spain. You can hear some of the revelers here. Large numbers of both local and international runners took part in the morning festivities. One man sustained serious injuries and was taken to a hospital in Pamplona, while a second man was slightly gored by a bull, according to health services. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.